The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We have an opportunity the next 4 or 5 daf to again explore some of the fundamentals in Dine Momenes and Chayshe Mishpat. We'll start on Daf Mem Ches with a Gemara, which is a fundamental in different areas, Hilchos Torahs, and especially Hilchos Shibudim. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. The Gemara is talking about where you have a choiv that was owed. The subject matter is Bechoyes, but it doesn't make a difference. A choiv that was owed by one of two people, you know that one of these two people certainly is Mechoyev. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Zoysemeres, the ability to collect from, if you have an ability, obviously if there's a suffix, if Reuven or Shimon owes you money, Reuven says Mechadesim, Maitzimachad Alvarai, Shimon says Maitzimachad Alvarai, but what happens if you have a joint, something that you're collecting from that's owned either by Reuven or by Shimon? The Chayra, Shibud would allow you to collect the Chayv from, either you collect them from Reuven or you collect them from Shimon. Either way, you're a winner because you have access to the property. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Zoysemeres, Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, has two people with the same name. Obviously, each one is trying to deny that he's the one that owes the money. There's a field that's owned by the two of them. B'shutvis, you can collect from the field because you know either you're collecting from Reuven and Shimon. Let them fight out whose field was taken. But you have a right to the field. Why? Because there's a shibud. The field is owed. Either by Reuven or by Shimon, even though either one of them would be able to buck personal responsibility, but as far as the Shibud is concerned, the Shibud stands onto its own, you collect from the field. Let them both scream. Omer Rava, Mechti, is that true? Nichsed v'ayin yishin in ha-Reven Bey. What's the din of a Shibud? The din of a Shibud is that my property has to cover, it's like an Orv in a Choyv. I sign responsibility, arevus. I'm a co-signer for a choiv. Do I owe the money? I have personal responsibility for his debt. The property owes the money because it has to guarantee my choiv. The only way the choiv yom choiv is only, the only way the orv is chayiv is only if it's beyond the shadow of a doubt that the loiv is mechuyiv. Mi'ika midi dil didei loiv motzi tovali. You wouldn't be able to be tevea Reuven or Shimon in this case because Reuven would be able to deflect responsibility, say it's Shimon who owes the money. Shimon would be able to respect, well not, Reuven or Shimon because over here we're talking about Yosef ben Shimon. Yosef ben Shimon A would be able from East 9th Street would be able to deflect personal responsibility to Yosef ben Shimon from East 8th Street. Yosef ben Shimon from East 8th Street would be able to deflect personal responsibility to the fellow living on the next block. If they could deflect personal responsibility, can they collect from their nechosim? What does it mean to collect from the nechosim? Collecting from him. He deflected successfully personal responsibility. So the din is that neither the one of them will be mechuyiv to pay. Let's explore biyun ba'omik this machlokes between Rava and Rabbi Yirmiya. The Rambam in Hilchos Milva skips this halacha of Shnei Yosef and Shimon. Zoysemeret l'chayr. You can see the tzion on Omer Rava. The halacha is to be found in Chayshe Mishpat Siman Mem Tes. Comes from the Rambam in Perek Chof Dal Milchus Milva, where the Rambam doesn't bring, he should have brought over the Ayin Shom, that would have been the proper context, and he does not bring it. So obviously the Rambam passing like Rav, says the Tumim in, like we said, Simen Mem Tes and Chayshe Mishpat Sivkot and Yotes. What's the pshat? Why does the Rambam skip the din of Rabbi Yirmiya? He says the pshat is that if Shibud Deiraisa, the pshat is, we discussed this concept in a previous year. Shibud deraisa means that when a person owes $100, his nechosim are mechuyiv. The way we explained Rabbi Yirmiya, there's absolutely no reason why the Baal Choyv over here should not be able to collect from the field. The field owes, the field has a lien on it. It's either Yosef and Shimon from his 8th Street or Yosef and Shimon from his 9th Street, but the field certainly has a schus to be collected by Yankel the Malva. There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to collect it. What's Pshat Rabbi Yirmiya? In Rava that argues to Rabbi Yirmiya. If you hold that Shibud is not Chal in the property, not Shibud deraisa where there's what's called the Lashon HaPoskim, this is where they talk about it. The Marit Al-Ghazi over here by Yosef Mechayris, the Tumim, they discussed it, not pshat that shibud is chatzi kinyan, that shibud is a schus, a bailus that's chal, a schus that's biyad hamalve in the field. That means I could own a field, I could have rights to payers from a field, I could have rights to profits from a field, and I could have rights to collect from a field, but it's also, it's an ownership in a field. The shibud chatzi kinyan. That means that I already have, as a malva, as a balchoyv, I already have a schus, a koyach, in the field. I own a schus in the field to collect, as far as my choyv is concerned. If that's true, so then there's absolutely no reason why, just because the two of them could scream and deflect personal responsibility, you can't collect from the choyv. Masha'ekin says the two of them, if you learn that that's not what a shivud means. Shivud doesn't mean that there's a separate kinyan that's chal to the malva in the field. But what shibud means is that the personal liability of a person, when a person borrows $100, the same way he borrows and he owes $100, he also takes on himself, there's a smichus das there, that he willingly accepts on himself personal responsibility that the choyv should be in his nechosin. It's not automatic. The pshat is that there's smichus das, a person is mechayev. What's the extent to which a person is mechayev himself? To the extent where you'd be able to pin him down, so he's meshabed also as nechosim. That's why if he sells his nechosim, you collect. When he's meirish, you collect from his nechosim. But to the extent where he would have the ability to deflect personal responsibility, says the Tumim, then he wasn't meshabed his field. Adai tedoch, he wasn't meshabed his field. There's no smichus das. And that's the way they explain shibudim between karka and metaltalin. The Gemara says that when a person sells karka, there's a karka, you can't run away. You can't be mavriach karka. The Rishonim said this in the first paragraph of Bava Kam. The reason why shibud is on the karka, not a metaltalin, when somebody sells metal, somebody sells his car, you cannot go and din it in halacha. You cannot go to the fellow who bought the car from the levy to collect the car. Why? So Rishonim explained, because a car can be hid. Any metaltalin you could hide, you could put on a boat, stow it away. Karka is where it is, bim kaimei. So when a person signs, his ikir smichas das to get his money back, he knows that the person has real estate, the person has property. The metalton, he's not semich das. If he's not semich das, that's not part of the agreement between the malva and the loiva to be meshavet, to pledge the metalton to the malva. All that is only if you understand that that's what shibud is. If shibud is an automatic, that when a person owes money, it's chal on his nechos, meschus, a koyach, then A, there's no reason to be mechal between karka and metaltalin. B, and it could be that that's a din derabbanan. Chazal instituted that you can't collect from metaltalin because there's no coil, there's a svara that the Gemara brings, that you're going to be machshon. Nobody will be able to buy anything from anybody else because you never know when something is meshuv. You never know what a lien has. A property, you could check it. Property is registered, it's in one place, you can't play games with it. So maybe they allowed you to collect from the lekuchas. Lekuchas will find out if a property is meshubin. The same is true today, by the way. There's a chilut in the karka metaltalin, but it's all geboit on what chazal mesak and what chazal na mesak. There's no chilut be'etzim between the two. And, like we're saying, there's also no reason if you say that the kinyan is chal in the karka itself. There's a schus for the malva in the karka. There's no reason to be mechalik when there's personal liability that can be deflected from the loiva. That's how we're explaining the machlokes between Rava and Rabbi Yirmiyo. The Rambam paskins, like we said, Rava, says the Tumim, there's a reason why the Shulchan Aruch brings Rabbi Yirmiyo, despite the fact they normally pass it to the Rambam, because the Shulchan Aruch, which does it, we mentioned in the previous year, Shulchan Aruch and Chayshu Mishpul Lamites, Shibud the Deraisa, Shulchan Aruch holds Shibud Chatzi Kinyan, he holds his Chal and the Nechosim. If that's true, there's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't be able to collect from a field where the two of them, you're collecting from either one of the two of them, despite the fact that on a personal level they could deflect responsibility. Marit Al-Ghazi and others discuss in context of what we just said, the chilut in karka metaltalin, and let's take this a step further, they discuss a machlokes, a famous machlokes, the Ran and the Rashba. Let's say over the way they understand machlokes, the Ran and the Rashba, then we'll try to make a point that maybe doesn't stim with the way the Marit Al-Ghazi takes it. The Gemara says in Shavuos, the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Mem, Shvus Hashem Tia Ben Shteim. There's a pasuk when two people are arguing a bezin over a choyv, an alleged choyv, he does owe money, he doesn't owe money. Tainu Kfir, they're back and forth in bezin. Shvus Hashem Tia Ben Shteim is a shvua. The Gemara dashes Tia Ben Shteim, the loy ben a Yorshim. Yorshim, if Yorshim are fighting, Reuven was Tever Shimon, that his father owed money to his father. He says, I know from my father that your father threw a rock through my father's window. I'm Tever, your assets, the money that's owed to my father. I'm the same way I collect his chayvis, you're responsible for his chayvis. Shuas Hashem tiyah ben shteyem v'loy b'nei yoshim. Says the Rishonim, the Ran, the Rashba have a discussion, what is the Gemara coming lafuke? Let's put down a few facts. A shvua, by definition, is only a metalkin nan on karka. That's a given. In all of Hilcha shvua, be it shvua smayte b'miktsos, be it shvua of an eid echad, all shvua is shvua pikadon, all shvua are only a metalkin nan on karka. We're not going to discuss why or how, but those are the facts. Shvua Hashem tiyah ben shteyem can only be talking about metalkin. Metalkin, why are you collecting from Yoshim? What responsibility does the Yerush of somebody who owes money have to pay from his father's metalkin? The chayr only shibut. Personal responsibility he doesn't have. We discussed in a previous year. Is it possible maybe to say that a Yerush has personal responsibility? But let's go with the simple, the way that Chayrim understands, the way the Tzoyis understands, the way the Tum understands. Personal liability on a Yerush does not exist. If I Yerush my father's Nechosim, I don't have personal responsibility. I'm a chuyif to pay because the Nechosim I'm a chuyif to pay. There is a shibud in them to the one that my father owed money to. Okay, if that's the case, what are we talking about? What assets are being claimed by the Yerush where there's a discussion of Shuras and Shem Tiyah ben Shteyem? On the one hand, certainly Metalkin. On the other hand, there is no shibud on Metalkin. So what is the pasuk coming lafuke? Says the Ran, that you have to say that the distinction that Chazal always make that a shibud, l'gabi l'kuchos, l'gabi yoshim, both from l'kuchos, yasmi the metaltli, yasmi loy mishtabdi, by the l'kuchos also, if they buy, they're not m'chuyiv, all that is only derabonon, midereisa, there's no chilik in the world between karka and metaltlin, both of them are m'shubid, all property that's owned by somebody who owes money, there's chal in the property as chus. There's no chilik in the world between karka and metaltlin. Oybazoy, the pasuk is talking l'gavi din deraisa. You're right. On a level derabonon, it's not relevant because the discussion between the Yerushim is only metaltlin. Metaltlin, ma'aseh chazal, mafkir the shibud. Why is that? Because like we said, metaltlin is no kol. You'll never be able to buy anything from anybody. Market commerce will cease to exist because nobody ever knows if anything he has. You can't check up in a land registry. I never know if the pound of apples you owe money that somebody's going to come and take the apples. I made a bird price. I'm ready to put them out. Somebody's going to grab the apple. I don't want to buy apples from you. So metaltlin, mafkir the shibud. By metaltlin, that's a man-made distinction. That's the rabbonon. Midaraisa, there's no chilik. If there's no chilik midaraisa, we understand that's what the pasuk is talking about. Ad kan dvar v'agdoshim shel haram. The Rashba would seem to imply not the way the Ktzos brings the Rashba in Chosh Mishpat Lamates, where he talks about Shem midaraisa. The Rashba seems to imply that the chilik between karka and metaltlin is deraisa. What's the chilik? How do you understand? Why should there be a chilik between karka and metaltlin deraisa? They understand, the Tumim understands that the chilik can only be understood in terms of smichas das. Smichas das means, what is a person mishabed? Not because, they hold that a shibud, or the Rashba will hold, that a shibud has nothing to do with the choiv, creating a kinyan, a chatzi kinyan in the assets. All it is personal responsibility. You mishabed. What are you mishabed? Whatever you normally have a smichas das on. Normally people have a smichas das on karka, not a metalkin, that's what they're mishabed. Metalkin, they're not mishabed. That is the way Rabbi Sein, the Merit Al-Ghazi, and the Tum understood the Rashba. Hama'ayin b'teich ha-Rashba, and Shuvah Stafmem, it doesn't seem to be that way. It doesn't seem to be the Chilik is based on Smichas Das. It seems that the Chilik is existentially between Karka and Metaltlin. That's A. B, if you think about it, Yesh v'Yesh. That's a very subjective distinction. There are Karkois. If you know that somebody is a known commodity, he's a wheeler dealer, so then his karkoi is a subject to doubt. You know that somebody is the tzadik hador, then his car, there's more smichas das on somebody who's reliable's car than on somebody else's property. Somebody who's a known commodity as a swindler, and he's meshabed his karkoi, you take very little stock in that. Somebody else is meshabed his metalton. How could you decide that over here there is smichas das, over here there's no smichas das? So laniyas daiti, the chilik that the Rashba is saying, that there's a chilik deraisa between karka and metaltlin, is defined a little bit differently. The difference between karka and taltum we find legabe mugzukois, legabe kinyonim, is that karka, bailus, ownership of karka is not defined by physical possession. I could have a karka in China and I'm in America, the karka is mine. The fact that I have it or don't have it is not indicative of bailus. Metaltlin is always, bailus is when something's in my rishus. How am I kind of metaltlin? Meshicha, mesira, hagbo, all these kinyonim are taking physical possession. Even chazoka by karka, where a person does a maisa chazoka on a piece of karka, it's not because it's physical possession of the karka. The marshal physical, being on a piece of karka is not indicative of ownership. Perches Sabatim tells us that a person could be physically planted on a piece of karka, he could be living there, and really he does not take away the status quo of somebody else having ownership of the karka. The reason for that is that walking onto a piece of karka is not indicative of ownership. You could just walk on to somebody else's property. You can't. Bederechal, if you have a car, the car is yours. Bederechal, if you have a bicycle, you're sitting on it, it's in your garage, that's indicative, that displays ownership. The maisa kinyanim are that way also. Chazok of karka is just a way of showing ownership. It's a display of ownership because you're using it, not because of the physical possession. Physical possession of karka is really has nothing to do with bailus. So I want to propose like this. What it, when Chazal defined, what the Rashi means to say is that when, how do we understand that even though a property is owned by somebody, it's owned by Shimon, Reuven has a certain bailus in that karka because he has the koyach to collect it for his koyach. That's bailus. Right now, who's sitting on the field? Shimon is sitting on the field, he's living there, he's right now sitting in front of the fireplace eating popcorn with his whole family. He's sitting around the Shabbos table singing Zmiris in that dining room. That I have a kinyan in that property? So here the Rashi understands that there's a distinction. Metaltlin, if he's driving the car, if he's riding the bike, if he's sitting on the couch, that means that it's legamri b'rishus. Can we define that as already being in my rishus? That I already have a quasi-possession of that couch? No. Shibud, the concept of shibud is that I already have a koyach in that couch, that bicycle, that car, whatever it is. That concept is only true by karka. He could be sitting there, he could be using it, he could have it in his garage, he could be riding it down the block, but I have a schus. That's true only by karka. By karka, the fact that he's in total physical possession of the karka does not preclude me from having a schus in the karka. Metaltlin. To the extent that he's riding the bicycle down the back, he's the bailus. And that's the way it works by muzikhois also. If he's a muzik on the bicycle, then I'm not. So memela, the shibud works because on derais only on karka, because the shibud means that even though he's the owner, but I already have some type of ownership. That joint ownership, he's in possession, but I have a schus, can only be defined as ownership only when you're talking about karka. When you're talking about metaltlin, metaltlin does not have that reality of being in two places at one time. Same way I could be coin a karka even though I don't take physical possession of it. I can own karka even though I have no physical recourse to using it. That's the nature of karka as opposed to metaltlin. So faket, the rajma that's mechal derais with the karka metaltlin is only based on the musik of shibul chatzikinyan, not based on the musik of smichas das. That's musik of smichas das is a very subjective musik that will not be the chilik between karka and metaltlin. Again, what we discussed in the shir is, do we say the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yirmiyah is a machlokes how to understand shibud? Is shibud a subjective based on smichas das, or is shibud a real kinyan? Is that the machlokes? Would that define whether there's a chil between karka and taltel deraisa, derabonah, deran, derajma? And we're saying that even according to the Rajma, that's machalik deraisa between karka and taltelin, shibud is not a subjective musik. It's a musik of where there is real possession of something that shibud is deraisa, where there isn't real objective possession of something that shibud is only derabonon. That's the chiddush of the Rashi. Has nothing to do with the machlokes Rava and Rabbi Yirmiyah. The machlokes Rava and Rabbi Yirmiyah is taka that Rabbi Yirmiyah argues, Rava argues on the musik of shibud being a kinyan. If that's the case, then we could say, like we said, that there's a chiddush between the Pesachim and the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, that the Rambam paskins like Rava. But Shulchan Aruch, the Paschim, the Shibud, the Raisim, because that's what the overwhelming majority of Rishonim Paschim will hold, that Shnei Yosef and Shimon, you'll collect from the field, even though the two of them have the ability to deflect to each other personal responsibility for the Chayim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.